huh, that's weird. It is, we are in a Mercury retrograde, so that kind of answers a lot of questions. There we go. Now you should be able to hear me, even if you couldn't before. Hello, hello. To Mistress Constance. So, you are listening to me, Goddess Hannah. This is the Naughty Realm, and tonight we are playing Mob Movie Trivia. We're going to give it a few minutes before we start, though, so why don't you tell me? Have you been naughty or nice? Naughty or nice? Which one? Hey, Mistress Jacqueline in the house. Hello, hello. Tonight's winner of the Mob Movie Trivia will get a up to a 5 minute custom audio free, done by me, of course. So, if you are just listening and you want to participate because you want a sexy audio from me and you know your mob movies, then you better come down to communitykink.com to play because that's the only way that you can win. And you're going to have some competition because we have a room full. So, have you been naughty or nice? Let's see. Jem says very nice. How nice, Jem. Oh, yeah. And another point of the show tonight is to get Jem completely drunk, naked, wasted. I did message the new Mistress Anna. But maybe she's on a call or something, or she's not by the computer because she did not answer me to let her know she should come on down. You've got a big drink, Jem? All right. Cheers. So yes, the new mistress. Well, we have technically we have three new mistresses. We have Mistress Jacqueline, which she is in the room, Mistress Mora, and then starting just last week was Mistress Anna. Yes, we do, Jem. She's red hot sexy. Oh, and she's mean. She could be mean and bitchy. And she loves dress up. She's really cool. I did get that, but I don't have my speakers on because I don't, you'll get the feedback if I have my speakers on. So I can't really play YouTube videos. But we could try. Protect you from what, Jem? What did I miss? Merry Christmas, Newt. So we will see. Let's see. Oh, protect you from the mean mistress. Oh, well, she's not like mean, but she can be mean if you want to push her buttons, Jem. Yes, if a mistress wins first place, the audio will go to the first place winner that is not a mistress. Mm-hmm. Miss Jacqueline says she still can't hear, by the way, but you guys can hear me? Miss Constance? Where did you go? Of course you won. Can you hear me? Can she hear me? Uh-oh, Jemmy's gonna come for ya. Okay, so I will give it just a few more minutes and then we'll start. Anybody doing anything special for Christmas? Anything? Anything. Hey. While we're waiting, I've got some clips that I uploaded. Let's see. What do we have here? Hold on. And let's see.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
Oh, oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how. What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little fucked up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh, I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
No, just, you know how you tell a story, what?
No, I don't know, you said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me what's funny.
Get the fuck out of here, Tommy.
You motherfucker. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, yeah? Frankie, was he shaking?
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Oh, always got to keep those enemies closer.
Somebody good, and I mean very good, to plant that gun. I don't want my brother coming out of that toilet with just his dick in his hands, all right?
Why would you want just your dick in your hands? They obviously don't know any of you. Let's see. The scoring will work like this. For the short answer questions, 2 points go to the first correct answer. If a question goes to multiple choice, 1 point to everyone who answers correctly. Hey, Spotty, exactly. What the fuck? Da bears. Never bring a dick to a knife fight. Exactly, WD. So, yeah, short answer questions. You get 2 points. The first correct answer. And if a question goes to multiple choice, 1 point to everyone who does answer correctly. Okay. Is everybody ready? But if you have any alcohol, drink, take a drink before we start. Jem, hint, hint. Is everybody ready? I am giving Miss Anna, although she might still be working, I don't know, but I'm giving her the link to the chat room. If she comes into the chat room, you all can give, somebody give her the link so she can hear if she wants to listen. Okay. You're high? How come I'm not high? Love you, Jem. Okay, first question is, in The Godfather, in the famous photo of Vito, Sonny, Fredo, and Michael from Connie's wedding, everyone is wearing a black tuxedo except for Michael. What is Michael wearing? What's he wearing? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Nope. A bikini is not right, WD. White wife beater shirt. Nope, Jem. Mistress Jacqueline is correct. A military uniform in his Marine uniform. You're the real Michael. Jeans and a t-shirt and a sweater. Okay. Yella. That means come on. Miss Constance, where are we going? That's what yellow means in Arabic. Yella, come on, hurry up. Okay, number two. In The Sopranos, the gentleman's club that serves as a base of Tony's operations takes its name from what phrase? Memorably used by Sonny Corleone. I'll read that again. In The Sopranos, now we're not at The Godfather anymore, we're watching Sopranos. The gentleman's club that serves as a base of Tony's operations takes its name from what phrase? Memorably used by Sonny Corleone. And Alice got that right. Bada bing it is. Bada bing. You know, it's funny because I just started watching that again. Hey, did you all start watching Nightfall? I didn't even know that was a thing. And then I saw I was something popped up with the History Channel when I started watching Vikings, because that started again, and then it came up, and I was like, what is this? This looks pretty cool, about the Knights Templar. But I will have to go back and watch it, because I missed the first two episodes. I didn't tape them, because I didn't know about it, so hey. Okay, let's see, number three, where are we? We're jumping over to Goodfellas. In Goodfellas, what was Henry Hill doing when he heard the news of the Lufthansa heist? What was he doing? I remember. Jem, isn't that night? Knight Rider or something, isn't it? it's on tonight, Nightfall, so I started taping it tonight, but I have to catch the first two. Wait. You guys are all, let's see, did anybody answer? Mistress Jacqueline is correct. Showering, he was in the shower. Alice masturbating to a Hannah audio, sounds good to me. Sucking a dick, WD. Did you not see Goodfellas? Washing his cat. Jimmy, exactly. So, let's see. In The Godfather, what is the primary legitimate business of the Corleone family? Come on, chop chop. Everybody should know this one. Drink, drink, drink. Speak, speak, speak. Or should I say type, type, type? Although I would imagine, because sometimes, like when I'm listening to Miss Constance or something, and she'll ask a question, then I'll just find myself blurting it out loud, like, you know, she's standing right across from me. So I have a feeling that others do that as well. Do you? Importing olive oil. Correct. You've not seen The Godfather, Alice? That's like the classic mom movie. How have you not? You gotta see the first two. The third one is just, I don't know why they did the third one like they did, but the first two are awesome. I have The Godfather, the DVD, and then somebody, I got the Blu-ray, but then when I started watching all kinds of stuff on the smart TV with all the plugins and stuff on Amazon, and so then I'm like, oh, it's just much easier to just buy it, so I bought it on Amazon so I could just click on it and watch it whenever I want. Instead of putting the DVD or the Blu-ray in. So, let's see. What is next? In Goodfellas, what was the occupation of Maury? Ill-fated hanger-on to the Cicero family and self-described schmuck on wheels. What did he do? What was his occupation? You remember Maury. I pretend the Star Wars prequels don't exist, but I still watch them. Okay, Alice, I've never seen, don't shoot me, but I've never seen any Star Wars anything. I've heard, though, from people when they're talking online and stuff that this new one is supposed to be, like, something amazing. I don't know. Mistress Jacqueline is correct. He was a wig maker. Maury's wigs don't come off. And Castaway sent me this little YouTube clip, and let's see if I can get it to work. You tell me if you can hear it. No, it's not. It's not working. I'm sorry. Oh my God, Hannah, what? No Star... Yeah, I don't know. I never... There's certain things like Star Wars, Star Trek. I don't... I don't know. I just never... Some things I've just never watched because I just, it didn't seem appealing to me. Number 6 is a multiple choice, yes, but you won't be able to answer it unless I give you the multiple choice answers. So this one, I will have to give you the multiple choice answers, but yeah, down when we get to other ones, then I'll let you guess first. And if you can't guess, then I will let you pick from the multiple choice. Okay, so what Sopranos character was played by an actor that was not featured in Goodfellas? What Sopranos character was played by an actor that was not featured in Goodfellas? Would that be A, Polly Walnuts, B, Big Pussy Bump Pensaro, C, Dr. Melfi, D, Jackie Aprile, E, Peter Beansy Gaeta? F, Christopher Moltisanti, and G, Phil Leotardo. Which one of those was played by an actor that was not featured in Goodfellas? We've got Big Pussy, Polly Walnuts, Polly Four Fingers, Big Pussy in the U.S., Miss Constance Dumped Us. No. Did she say she was leaving and I missed it because I was reading? She did, didn't she? I will talk to her tomorrow. Jem, you better take a big drink. Okay, so which Sopranos character was played by an actor that was not featured in Goodfellas? Was that A, Polly Walnuts? So here, we're thinking of Sopranos characters. These are Sopranos characters, but which one of these was not in Goodfellas? And the actor. So you've got Polly Walnuts, A, B, Big Pussy Bumpin' Sorrow, C, Dr. Melfi, D, Jackie Aprile, E, Peter Beansy Gaeta, F, Christopher Moltisanti, and G, Phil Leotardo. Which one was not featured in Goodfellas? The answer is Miss Constance. Can I take a short pause while you watch all The Soprano? What is there? How many seasons? WD, I don't know who that is. That was not one of the answers I gave you to choose from. Yeah, I think you did give too many options. Okay, do you remember Polly Walnuts? Was he in both? Just think of it like that. Who was in both and who was not? The correct answer is D, Jackie Aprile. Okay, nobody won that one. Moving on. We're moving on up, Jeffersons. Let's see. Oh, you didn't, Alice? Yeah. Okay, number 7 is another multiple choice. I will give you a chance to answer. If you don't, then I will give you the multiple choice answers and you can pick. So, on The Sopranos, one of Tony's rivals was none other than Richie Aprile, the brother of Jackie, the former family boss before his untimely death from cancer. A brief upswing in Richie and Tony's relationship is severed after Richie discovers that Tony has re-gifted what present Richie has earlier given to Tony. He re-gifted a present that he gave him. Do you know what the gift was? Jem, you're so silly. Well, I mean, you can at least guess with multiple choice. I mean, I'm giving you guesses. Not Junior, no. Junior's his uncle. Be right back. Just assume that Mistress Jacqueline is answering correctly. You got it, Mama. Alice, you don't know? the head of Alfredo Garcia. No. I'm going to give you just a few more. It doesn't seem like you know the answer, so I'm going to give you multiple choice. How about that? Okay, A is a leather jacket, B, golf clubs, C, a motorcycle, and D, a Rolex. Which one? I took a drink. When I was out last at a friend's house, she had these cool shot glasses, and I found them, and I put them on my wish list. They are made out of Himalayan pink salt, and they're cool for tequila because you pour the tequila in, and you don't need to, like, you know, lick the salt because you're drinking it out of a salt glass. So let's see. Jem says Rolex. Alice says Rolex. All of the above is not an answer. Rolex. Not a Rolex, people. That brings it down to 3. You bought a white elephant gift for work. That was a salt. Yes, I have salt lamps. And I have these cool salts. They're cut out for tea light candles. Everyone went with a Rolex, so nobody gets it then, huh? Oh, wait. I don't know the answer. It says leather jacket. That is correct. We did a white elephant party, and I went with one of my cousins, and I got it was really funny, and I thought of all of you when I was getting, it was a banana flask. It was a flask shaped like a banana. And it was so cute. Jem, do they work? Yeah. I mean, you have to have a lot of it, though. But it does. It gives off the negative ions. Okay, let's move on. We are going back to Godfather. Okay, this one's easy. So get your typing fingers on, because whoever types it first wins. The question, that is. Okay, what is the Sicilian message that rival Solozzo delivers to Sonny regarding the fate of the Corleone enforcer Luca Brasi? What is the message? Jem, you're going to say you forgot to buy one. WD, no! That was a different scene. It wasn't because of Luca Brasi with the horse's head. Yeah, if you could put the lamp, like, because they're not bright, it's just a little nightlight, like, by your head when you're sleeping, that would be cool. The answer is he met Miss Hannah and is now a slave. That's a good answer. Nope. Hello, The Godfather. Luca Brasi. I mean, what? Oh, did you get it? Oh, you did get it, Alice. Sleeps with the fishes. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes, correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 9. We're back to Sopranos. What classic era movie star did Tony Soprano refer to during this famous monologue to Dr. Melfi in pilot episode of The Sopranos? Ready? Let me tell you something. Nowadays, everybody's got to go to the shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. What happened to blank? The strong, silent type. That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. Fill in the blank. Who is the blank? Who is he talking about? Which actor? Which movie star? The strong, silent type. Alice, yeah, you should. I mean, this was in the very first episode. Monica Lewinsky is not a correct answer, WD. You can see the scene in your head, but you can't recall the name. The answer is Miss Allie. Okay, there you go. Just because she is the headmistress. Evel Knievel, nope. Judge Dredd, nope. Victor Mature, nope. Clark Gable, nope, but you're getting close. Okay, knock yourself out. Harry Carey. Clark Kent. Cary Grant. No, no, and no. Cash and Carry is a liquor store. Are you... Did you say you're gonna... Oh, yes. Okay. So, multiple choice here would be A, Humphrey Bogart, B, Jimmy Stewart, C, Gary Cooper, or D, Spencer Tracy. Which one? The strong, silent type. Dun, 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 dun. You know, Alexa will play Jeopardy, so sometimes I'll play Jeopardy, but now... Since I've been playing for a while, now it used to just be 6 questions. Let's see. I don't know the answer. Says A. Alice says B. I'm seeing Gary Cooper. Okay, well, I don't know who answered first, but Gary Cooper is the correct answer. Gary Cooper. So, yeah, Jeopardy. So, it used to just be 6 questions, and I used to get, like, most of them right all the time. And then she jumped to 12 questions. So, she does 6, and then she does, like, the bonus. And then now they got, like, super hard. And so now I, like, sound stupid when she's like, oh, you got 12. You have 2 out of 12 correct. And I'm like, shut up. Jem, can you skip a drink? Just take a little sip. So the score is Mistress Jacqueline has 8, Alice 4, Don't Know, WD, and Spotty have 1. I thought Jem got that last one right, too. Jem, not WD. Okay, WD, you don't have any. I always didn't think so, unless you typed something that I didn't see. Okay, what do we have next? We have... It's a multiple choice. And... I'll have to read them all. So you can, Jem's getting wasted. I'll have to read these so you can pick from them. So several legendary actors either auditioned for or were offered the part of Michael Corleone. Which one on this list was not? So you've got A, Warren Beatty. B, Burt Reynolds. C, Jack Nicholson. D, Robert Redford. E, Dustin Hoffman. F, Robert De Niro. And G, Martin Sheen. Which one on that list was not offered the part of Michael Corleone? Alice, you are correct. The answer is Mistresses Molly and Cassidy, but the producers were afraid they would take control. You are correct as well. But Burt Reynolds is correct. Could you imagine him being Michael Corleone? That just would be wrong. Wrong. Okay, let's see. What do we have up next? We're back to Goodfellas. In the fallout from the Lufthansa heist, where was Frankie Carbone found by the police? Where was he found? Do you remember? Oh, it gets so dark here so early. I need to move. I need to ultimately have two houses. I need to have one here in Chicago and one somewhere else warm. South or west. I would love to have a house in New Orleans. That would be fun. In the end zone of the Giants Stadium with Jimmy Hoffa? Nope. That would be right, Alice. Layla. I got no clue. The Bronx. You can move in with me. Oh, you're out west. That's right. But you get the rain. I would like to go in the northwest, like in the summertime. So maybe three houses. Go there in the summertime. Stay here in the spring. Early summer. Go to the northwest in the summer. And then the winter, it's got to be somewhere warm. Jem, are you drunk already? You can't spell around. Around. You don't have good multiple choices to come up with. Let's see, Jem. He was found in the bathroom of the Citco station in Berwick. No. But that would be funny, huh? Because that is quite specific. Okay, think, mobsters. I mean, I guess I can give you some kind of multiple choice. Okay, let me think. Okay, let's go with A, the dump, B, the bottom of the river, C, the meat locker truck, or D, dinner. Which one? He was found in Miss Brighton's splashing palace. He was found in the coroner's office dead. And the truck is correct. The meat locker truck. You are correct, WD. He was frozen, wasn't he? Do you remember the icicles on his bushy eyebrows? Yeah. Do any of you like to watch old movies? Like old movies. So at Christmas time, I'll watch old stuff because my grandpa always used to have me watch old stuff with him when I was little. Like I'm talking old, like Little Women, the original one, not the remake. The Bells of St. Mary's, Boys Town. My grandpa used to love Lucille Ball. So, Cheaper by the Dozen, and then that other one. It's not Cheaper by the Dozen. It's the original has Lucille Ball. It's like Cheaper by the Dozen, but they have more kids. Oh. Why can't I think of the name of that movie? I have it on my Amazon list to watch, but I don't. Why can't I think of it? It was Lucille Ball, and then the guy was in the military, and they each had like 8 or 10 kids or something. That it was a good one. And then it was remade, and it was remade with Rene Russo and who was the guy? I forgot who the guy was. But yeah, so at Christmas time, it's like I always want to watch these old movies because it makes me think of my grandpa. But then it's like I'm pulling out like, you know, Little Women and White Christmas and Christmas in Connecticut and Boys Town. And for some reason, I know they're not all Christmas movies, but that's what I want to watch at Christmas time. So it's pretty fun. Do you guys like old movies too? Mr. Blandings Built His Dream House. That was one of my favorite movies. No, it wasn't Pierce Brosnan. It was Rene Russo and, what's that guy's name? Let's see. If I could pull up my Amazon list really quick. The Thomas Crown remake, that was awesome, yeah. But that's not the movie, because they don't have any. They don't have any kids in that. Let's see, what is it called? Videos, come on. I'm not looking at the chat room. I'm trying to find the Amazon thing. So if you're saying anything to me and I'm not responding, that is why. Where is my watch list for videos? Here we go. It is called Dun Dun Dun. Okay. Yours, Mine, and Ours. And it's Rene Russo and Dennis Quaid. That's who it is, Dennis Quaid. Yeah, they each have a million kids. Oh. And Castaway said it. Okay, did anybody get that last? We've got the Meat Locker. Okay, let's move on to the next one. We're moving on to Godfather Part 2 for this question. Alice. In the Sicily flashback scenes in the Godfather Part 2, a young Clemenza first meets Vito when asking him to hide some guns for him from the police. Vito does so, and Clemenza repays the favor by breaking into an apartment and stealing what household item to then gift to the Corleones? What did he steal to repay him? Do you remember? Toothbrush? Nope. Egg beater, nope. Miss Phoenix, nope. But she is sexy and hot. And well, I know I haven't seen her either. Maybe it's because of the holidays. An olive press, nope. But that would have been a good answer, being that they were supposed to be in the olive oil business. A chastity cage, nope. Sweaty balls, ew. What expected Clemenza Steele to repay Vito for hiding his guns. Jem, drink. Holodats. A, a carpet, B, a vase, C, a grandfather clock, or D, a painting. Which one? You just have to drink, Jem. Everyone can guess. Tick tock, tick tock. Your answer needs to be in. Which one? Dun, da, da, da. I've been seeing those Jumanji commercials. I don't know. I have yet to decide if I'm going to like it or not. Because that's like, I don't know why they, I mean, I understand it's different than the original movie, but still, I don't know. You do as you're told, so cheers. Salud, Jem. Okay, did everybody guess? Well, if you didn't, then tough luck. The answer, I think only one person got it. The carpet. It was a carpet. How's he going to break into a house and steal a grandfather clock, Castaway? That's a pretty tall thing to steal and heavy. WD, Jumanji does not look good. Yeah, I don't know. Too much CGI in modern movies turns me off. Yeah, they just keep, like, remaking stuff, and I don't know why, because, I mean, I know I'm not that old to, like, span everything, and I've not seen all the movies or heard all the songs, or, but it just seems like nowadays they recreate more movies and songs that have already been done than at any previous time. Am I correct, do you think? Spotty, isn't it Carpet Muncher? I don't think I ever told you guys this story. When I was younger, we'll just say I was younger, and I was, my cousin was younger as well, one of my cousins, and she was working at this hamburger place. It was like one of those 50s diners type thing, and so I was sitting there with one of our friends, and we were eating, and she was waiting on us, and there was this other, woman with her kids, like, sitting behind us in that booth, and so my cousin comes up to the table. Now, granted, we were still, you know, this was like her first job. So she comes up and she's like, oh my God, somebody had said something to her in the back or something. And she's like, and she blurts this out like really loud. And she does it. It was so funny. She's like, oh my God. She goes, what's a carpet muncher? And I spit my Coke out. And my girlfriend that was sitting across, she was like almost choked on her food. And the lady that was sitting behind me, I could hear her spit her drink. And she was trying so hard not to laugh because my cousin came up to the table and she was serious. She's like, what's a carpet muncher? So... And, yeah, that was pretty funny. That made me think of it. Oh, it was quite funny. Carpet muncher. She looks so innocent. Okay, let's move on. I mean, we could stay late if you guys want to stay late. We can go over. I know I have more questions, so it's okay. I mean, unless it's going to be too late, but... Oh, WD! Have a Merry Christmas! Okay, let's move on. Which Rolling Stone song did not appear in Goodfellas? Which one? I suppose I have to tell you the songs, unless you know them. Spotty. You like that crunch a munch? Okay, which Rolling Stone song did not appear in Goodfellas? Was that A, Monkey Man, B, A Jumpin' Jack Flash, C, Gimme Shelter, or D, Memo from Turner? Which one was not in there? Gem, there's like two zillion to choose from. I know, I must be drinking too much too, because after I said that, I realized, well, there's a lot of them that haven't been in there, so you could pick any of them. Monkey Man, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Gimme Shelter, or Memo from Turner. I know I asked this before, but is anybody doing anything like special for Christmas or New Year's or anybody going anywhere? You're the one that's drunk, Jam. Jemmy Drink was the name of the song and a command. Yes. So, I think only one of you got it. B, Jumpin' Jack Flash would be Alice. I know Alice got it. I don't know if anybody else did. You're planning on packing up some owls over Christmas. Silly Jam. You're going to send me an audio script that's your Christmas / birthday present to yourself. Aw, when is your birthday? Okay, Sopranos, let's go back. One of the early Sopranos plot lines is Christopher Moltisanti's aspirations to get into the film business. This is like in one of the first episodes. In a season one episode, waiting in line outside a club, he sees someone get ushered beyond the ropes that he thinks is Martin Scorsese. What uncharacteristic Scorsese film does he shout out with the tag, "I liked it"? I've never seen this movie. January 5th. You're a January baby too, like me. Although you're on the beginning end, so that means you are a Capricorn. Oh. Explains a lot. You are a Capricorn. Okay. Your birthday's coming up too, isn't it, Castaway? When's yours? Quack Porn 17. And Jenna's also the same day as you. Cool. we've got multiple choice of, what do we have here? A, bringing out the dead. B, the age of innocence. C, after hours. Or D, Kundun. Kundun, I don't know. I've never seen the movie. Well, I don't know if I've seen most of these movies. After Hours, who's in that? And I don't know the answer. Have to have a shot for each year. January 29th. Yes, yours is after mine, the end of the month. But you're still an Aquarius. Capricorns are not very good at mob movie trivia. Sorry. Well, I think Alice is winning, isn't he? No, my birthday is my birthday. 1, 2, 3, that's me. Did everybody guess? I don't know if I saw that one. Well, the correct answer is Kundun. Kundun. I know I'm saying it right. But I just saw this, and I would have got it if I was playing and you gave me those answers. I would have said it wrong, but I've never seen that movie. And don't know, got it. Okay. So next, we're back to The Godfather. In The Godfather, there is a scene where a singer, Johnny Fontaine, laments to Vito Corleone of an upcoming film adaptation being made of a best-selling book and that he would be perfect for the lead role. But he's getting frozen out by the film's producers. It's a two-part question. Ready? What real-life singer was being alluded to with the Johnny Fontaine character? And what was the corresponding film? Cancers are even worse at mob movie trivia. There you go. I dated a cancer once, and that didn't work out really well. He was super, super needy. Like, very, very clingy. And that didn't work for me. Michael Jackson, really? Miss Jacqueline says, Sinatra was the singer. Castaway says, ha, ha, ha. He's making fun of you guys. Oh, Jim. It's always fun making things too hard. Alice, you would be needy and clingy. You would try not to be, but I would be. Joe, making you hard every Wednesday at 9? Okay, so Frank Sinatra was correct, and the movie was From Here to Eternity. I was just listening to Frank Sinatra earlier. Christmas stories. Or Christmas stories. Blah, Christmas music. Okay, multiple choice. What do we have here? Whoops, can't do that. After Christopher becomes a made guy in the Sopranos family, he suffers through some early hazing by his new capo, Polly. One night, Polly makes a house call to pick up a tribute, and what kinky transgression occurs? I'm just going to, well, I'll give you a minute to answer. I don't think that you'll get it, but I'll give you a minute to come up with an answer. And if not, then I will give you the multiple choice answers. I believe Mistress Jacqueline's blog is up. The question is, after Christopher becomes a made guy in the Sopranos family, he suffers through some early hazing by his new capo, Polly. One night, Polly makes a house call to pick up a tribute, and what kinky transgression occurs? Alice. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? He gave a BJ to Fat Tony. No. I'm going to give you the multiple choice. He catches Christopher in a sissy maid outfit talking to Andy. Okay, A is Polly finds a sex tape of Christopher and Adriana. B, Polly finds Christopher in Adriana's toy collection. C, Polly goes into Adriana's underwear drawer and sniffs her panties. D, Polly enters the apartment as Chris and Adriana are having sex and watches unbeknownst to them. Which one did perv Polly do? Suck. Christopher has to suck Polly's big toe, Jeff. Alice is saying, sniffs her panties. I don't know the answer. D is watching them have sex. Spotty says the same thing. So does Mistress Jacqueline. Toe jam or toe gem? The correct answer is, oh, see, there you go. You could play it there. I didn't even think to put those links in there. Thank you, Castaway. Some of these have links, and I can't play them properly while I'm on here. But the correct answer is C. I believe Alice had it again. He starts sniffing those panties. He's a panty perv. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do a few more. In The Godfather Part 2, Michael travels to Miami to visit an ailing Hyman Roth, a former business partner of his father's. Despite his poor health, Hyman notes the current boom times for both he and Michael by proclaiming that they are bigger than what classic U.S. business institution? Would that be A, U.S. Steel, B, General Motors, C, Kodak, or D, General Electric, GE? Which one is he proclaiming that the current boom time is bigger than what business? Their money. It's all about the money. Money, money. My big toe looks mighty good right now. My toes are currently red, like Christmas red, and they have little sparklies in them for Christmas. Spotty says B. I don't know. D. Jem didn't answer. Alice says general ec. Oh, you mean electric, which would be D. Who else needs to answer? Mistress Jacqueline, correct. U.S. Steel it is. Hey, U.S. Steel is not far from here. It's not too far. I have lots of steel mills over here. Of course. They need to show you the money, honey. Oh, okay. What's next? Let's see. We are back to Sopranos. Ready? In the season 2 finale of The Sopranos, Tony comes down with severe food poisoning, and while laid up, he begins having lucid dreams. In one of those dreams, he has a conversation with Big Pussy, where Pussy confesses that he has been working with the FBI as an informant. However, Pussy does not appear in the dream in human form. What does he appear as? Let's see, that is number 18, so we're going to do, we'll do 20 questions. Ooh, you're going to go down on my toe? Ooh, that's going to be warm and wet, Jem. Alice, you are correct. Talking fish it is. Okay, number 19. Did you all see that little gif that I posted on Chantrix Empire? The lady that did the... on her nose when she painted the... What would possess somebody to do that? You have to be really fucked up to think of something like that. Draws it on her nose, and then she's moving her nose around. Okay, number 19. We are back to The Godfather. In the opening scene of The Godfather, Mr. Bonacera seeks out Vito Corleone to aid in avenging his hospitalized daughter, who was an assault victim. Corleone agrees to help, then famously tells him that he may call on him one day for a service. What service does that end up being? Do you remember? Big Pussy was your favorite character? Really? You want a big pussy, Alice? Are you sure about that? Hey, Grant. Nice to meet you. I know you are probably not listening because you're messaging me. And I cannot answer you at the moment. Anal, haha, car wash, preparing Sonny's body for his funeral. You are correct. Jem, you're a sexual octopus? Really? Okay, last one. Wait. Well, I don't know. Do you guys want to stay? Because there's only 5 more after this. There's 25 total. Do you want me to do the whole 25? Nobody's typing. Nobody's talking. Can you hear me? Hey, I posted a whisper audio. I don't know if you like whisper audios. I love you, Jem. I did a new whisper audio and I put it up in the store. If you like that sort of thing. Okay, number 20. And you guys tell me if you wanted to go up to 25. So number 20 is in the famous introductions scene in Goodfellas, which person of the following were not among those saying hello to Henry Hill? Who did not say hello to Henry Hill? La, 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 la. Who did not say hello to Henry Hill in the famous introductions in Goodfellas? Which one did not? We've got A, Frankie the Wop, B, Pete the Killer, C, Nikki Eyes, D, Jimmy Two Times, E, Mo Black's brother Fat Andy, F, Johnny Roast Beef, G, Freddie No-Nos. I don't know, this might be a little hard. We'll see. Does anybody get it? You like when I whisper to you, Spotty. Jem, you can stretch your drink for five more? Okay. Jem says, let's go. It was so funny. I got Izzy for Christmas this toy, and it looks like a tree branch, but it's not. It's like hard rubber. It's actually made by Kong. And so she went, she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I got something new. And she's wiggling her butt and she's all happy. And then she grabs it. And then she's like, she got this, if dogs could get a funny look on their face, she had a funny look on her face. Because I think she was expecting it to actually be like an actual stick, but it wasn't. And she was like, made this face like, huh? Like Scooby-Doo would be like, huh? It was funny. She's like, this is not real stick. Did everybody answer? Nobody got it right. It's F, Johnny Roast Beef. Okay, number 21. Based on the number of times he recites it over the course of The Sopranos, what is Silvio Dante's favorite line from the Godfather series? Ready? Would that be A, and may your first child be a masculine child? B, my boy, he massacred my boy. C, I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart. D, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. E, it's not personal, it's strictly business. F, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Which one was his favorite line? Because he keeps saying it. He repeats it quite often. The question is, based on the number of times he recites it over the course of The Sopranos, what is Silvio Dante's favorite line from the Godfather series? Which one of those lines is he saying over and over throughout The Sopranos? Oh, I have a knot in my neck. See, if somebody was here, you could be rubbing my neck. Oh, it feels knotty. I need to go for a massage, I think. Jem, oh my God, aren't they funny when they play with empty water bottles? It's something about the noise and the... No, that is super funny. I don't know the answer. He says the answer is D. You're so funny. They pull me back in. Correct. F. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Did Alice get it too? All right. Looks like Alice is in the lead, huh? Okay, number 22. In Goodfellas, Henry is about to drive his babysitter Lois to the airport so she can help him with a drug shipment. However, she holds him up because of an item that she will not fly without. What is that item? Okay, this one's easy, guys. I shouldn't have to give you the multiple choice. You should just guess it. Guess it for 2 points. Yeah, it gets dark. Like at 4:30 here, it was like dark outside already. I mean, not dark, like black dark, but it was dark. And I was like, oh my God. Jem, where did you go? Your butt plug. Her Hitachi, her vibrator. The lucky. Oh, she did say it. Yes, Mistress Jacqueline got it. The lucky hat. How do you guys not know that? She made a big stink about the fucking hat. The lucky hat. Number 23. In the infamous Pine Barrens episode, Polly and Christopher get lost in freezing weather in the aforementioned Pine Barrens region of New Jersey after an attempted hit goes awry. They eventually locate an abandoned van that they break into for shelter. Looking for any type of sustenance, what type of food do they find? Jem's computer got too drunk? Probably. What did they find in the van that they broke into? It was super cold outside. You don't remember that scene, Alice? Maybe you didn't see it yet. Pink tacos and yogurt flingers. Flingers? What's a yogurt flinger? Huh, Joe? What is that? It's an abandoned van. You guys don't remember? Okay, nobody gets it then. Ketchup packets. Oh, Miss Jacqueline did get it. There's Jem. Give me a light, somebody. Oh, you did see them all. You just don't remember that one. I got it, Alice. Okay, number 24. In Goodfellas, Karen Hill's voiceover from her wedding includes this excerpt about... Oh, my eyes. Am I drinking too much? Wait a minute. Okay. So in the voiceover from her wedding includes this excerpt about meeting Henry's work family. The first time I was introduced to all of them at once, it was crazy. Polly and his brothers had lots of sons and nephews, and almost all of them were named Peter or Paul. There must have been 24 Peters and Pauls at the wedding. Plus, they were all married to girls named... What? What was the name? What is the common female name? Correct. Marie is the answer. Okay, last one. In the first season of The Sopranos, who lets it slip to Tony's mother, Livia, that Tony is seeing a psychiatrist? Who does that? I'm keeping quiet. Alice, you did have it correct by saying his son, but it's AJ, not TJ. Why would you think his son's name is TJ, silly? Okay, what is the final score, Castaway? And thank you for writing out the questions, by the way, and keeping score. Alice gets the audio. All right, Alice, you send me an email and let me know what you'd like. And as a bonus, I'm going to do the same thing for you, Castaway, since you did all the questions and kept score and weren't able to play. So you get the same thing. So both of you email me and let me know. Either give me a script or tell me what you want. At least you didn't come in last. You got way more than Castaway. You're so silly, Joe. Silly Willy. But of course, Mistress Jacqueline, she was actually the ultimate winner. Jem, you always get wasted. You always get a prize for that. So let's see, next week, I think maybe we'll play the drinking game because we haven't played that. Ooh, maybe we'll get drunk and we'll do like tarot, you know, for the new year. We could play, maybe we'll just do drunk tarot. How about that? I'll figure out how to incorporate that. But we'll pull cards for the new year because that'll be the last show of the year. Mm-hmm. How about that? That sounds fun. Everybody is welcome. Miss Constance always wins. Yes, we're going to drink and we'll play drink. We'll drink and do drunk tarot, Mistress Jacqueline, next week. We'll pull cards and see what our future holds for next year. Drunk tarot it is. And we'll use Gem's cards. So we'll do that next week. Everybody have a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate it, and I hope you all get everything that you wish for. You guys are awesome. Gonna make me cry. I'm just too sensitive tonight, I guess. So yes, you are all awesome and amazing, and thank you for coming all the time. You know which coming I'm meaning. So I hope you have an awesome holiday. And I will see you next Wednesday. Unless I'm sure I'll see you online before then. So you have fun and a Merry Christmas and lots of hugs and kisses and eggnog and bourbon and peppermint schnapps and lots of love to you. Have a great one.